What it is. Once again, it's your man Sean Hubbard, the Hubbard Wrestling Weekly Podcast, Combat Sports. I'm here with the legendary two-time heavyweight champion of the world, Terrible Tim Witherspoon. Welcome to the show, sir.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure being on the show.
We're at the Rob Garris charity event, Fighters Helping Fighters, and I'm not going to lie, it's really cool to see you and with everything you've accomplished in the boxing. First of all, 1979 all the way to 2003. Mm-hmm. That is an epic
2002.
I'm off by 1 year. That's an epic career.
Yes.
I mean, three generations. I mean, how do you equate what you've accomplished in that amount of time and being relevant for that many years in the game?
Well, the thing is that it happened so fast. I really can't. You know, you can't digest a lot of it. Especially when you, like, everybody know you, mm-hmm. you win in fights, you undefeated, or then you lose, mm-hmm. you into everything, and so it's hard to remember a lot of things, but I'm grateful for, you know, all the progress, the negatives. I learned from the negatives and the positive, mm-hmm. and now I can pass on knowledge to young people interested in boxing. So I got in fast and really didn't know what was going on. Eventually, I learned a whole lot. You know, got ripped off. Then I had money. You know, and didn't manage it right. So now it's my job to lend that knowledge to some of the younger people up and coming.
I'm not gonna keep
it's
you
okay,
long.
It's okay.
I just wanted to ask you, how do you feel about? I mean, let me start by saying this. You came up in arguably the greatest generation of heavyweights outside of Muhammad Ali. And honestly, you were on the I was just about to say, you were literally in the ring with Muhammad Ali, helping him get ready for some of his biggest fights
Larry
in his
Holmes
career.
Fight, yeah.
Absolutely. How do you feel about the heavyweight division now? How do you think it equates? I mean, obviously, the three biggest names in the game right now, well, you got to say four now with Usyk, but you got Fury, you got Joshua, and you got Wilder. How do you feel about the current state of the heavyweight division?
I think they lack a lot of knowledge. Mm-hmm. They had a lot of modern day tactics or modern day techniques they used to get in shape. Mm-hmm. Fitness trainers, all different type of things. But back when I was coming up, they didn't want to do some of the old remedies to get you in shape, like drink castor oil and all that type of stuff.
Eggs
and stuff like that. So nowadays, the young guys are in better shape, but they're lacking the knowledge that we had back in the day.
Understood.
So a lot of the old trainers passed away, and if you didn't get that knowledge, it's a little harder for you.
Before I let you go, let's just talk a little bit about this event here, Fighters Helping Fighters, and Rob Garris. Obviously, you're here because you're down for the cause and you're being so respectful and appreciative of everything that's going on. You're obviously here to help. How do you feel about this event and what Rob put together?
I think that is beautiful that he is put. Okay, I love you too. Okay.
You can't be when the champ's in the building. All these fans are coming up. I gotta get to squeeze it in.
I'm just saying that for me, going through the boxing industry and all that, and I had all the fights and everything. It's time for me to lend the knowledge down and give the knowledge that I learned during the way. I didn't really know what I was doing when I got into the sport. I like sports. I just kept on moving forward. But in the process, I didn't really have a lot of people looking out for me.
Okay.
So it was really hard when a young boxer is getting ready to fight in a boxing game.
Right.
And we just need a lot more experienced former boxers to step up and you know, take part in it. But these organizations like today, what Rob is doing, is definitely needed. We need a union, so these little organizations don't have to sweat and push hard to try to help the boxers out, when really, doing in boxing, the managers and promoters should really have a blueprint for young boxers to go by, so they have money when they retire. So this kind of thing that's happening today is ideal for what we're trying to do in terms of helping boxers, young boxers, not mess up.
Most definitely. Listen, we're wrapping it up. The champ is very busy, but I want to say thank you. This is an honor for me, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Hubbard Wrestling League Podcast, Combat Sports, Terrible Tim Witherspoon, the two-time heavyweight champs on the show, y'all. Let's get it.
Thank you very much, everybody. look forward to me in the future, too.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks.